was it. A boy and his next-door neighbor battling the trickiest fish in Lucky Duck Lake.
Hello, hippies! Guess what we're doing!
Come on. Mr. Diggs!
Hey, go with Douglas!
I never thought I was getting into anything like this. In fact, when Mr. Dink asked me to go with him to the big bass-off contest, it sounded pretty boring. At least until he told me about his battle with Old Chester.
Chester, the biggest, smartest, wiliest fish ever, Douglas. And he lives right here in Lucky Duck Lake.
Really?
30 years, Douglas. That's how long I've chased him. Ever since the day he stole my wallet.
Your wallet, Mr. Dink?
My Ranger Todd Buckaroo billfold. Here, I drew a picture of it.
What?
See? 3 fins.
Do you really think we can catch him by ourselves, Mr. Dink?
Oh, this isn't just catching fish, Douglas. This is fish warfare. This year, I'm going to load up my boat with everything. Sonar, radar, shortwave, autopilot, depth finder, plus skipper chairs.
Fish warfare. This wasn't going to be boring. This was going to be great.
We've got something all right, Captain Douglas. Range 4 miles and closing, bearing 236.
She's closing fast, Captain.
You mean he, Ensign.
Sorry, Captain.
The most notorious fish in these parts, Ensign.
Not Old Chester.
Still closing, sir. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds.
Yes, Ensign. We're going head-to-head with Old Chester himself.
And a microwave oven in case we feel like some corn dogs. I need someone to help me bring that fish to his scaly knees, Douglas. Will you come with me?
Sure, Mr. Dink.
Great! Watch out, Chester. We're coming after you. Well, here we are. I'm glad Mrs. Dink decided to join us after all.
If you think I'm going near that boat, you're crazy. I'm getting some sun.
Well, how about several hot dogs before he sets sail, Douglas?
Well, sure, Mr. Dink. I'll go. What are you going fishing in, Funny? An inner tube? Well, actually, Roger.
Well, just make sure to watch out for Mr. Dink's friend, Old Chester. 3 fins. Whoa.
He's still going after that fish.
Oh, he took my girlfriend.
He ate my homework.
Ooh, he aired the tires on my bike.
I wonder what sucker Dink found to go with him this time. Yeah, I wonder.
This emergency boat, the 40th annual bass off will begin in 3 minutes.
Oops. Gotta run.
Careful not to overload the boat, dear.
Let go. Here's your hot dog. Mr. Dink, I was just thinking, sometimes I get seasick.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Douglas. We're on a lake.
Lake sick. Did I say seasick? I meant lake sick.
I've never heard of.
It's rare. It's very rare.
Oh. Did everybody tell you I was crazy?
Well.
We'll see how crazy I am when we finally outsmart that fish. But if you don't want to go with me, I understand.
Mr. Dink's hunt for Chester probably was crazy. But who else was going to go with him? Someone had to stand by him. I had to stand by him. I want to go fishing with you, Mr. Dink.
Wonderful, Douglas. Don't worry. He's just got to be out there someplace.
He's probably in your boat. You've got everything else in there.
Stand by, future person. On your mark. Get set. Bang!
Cast off, Douglas! Say, Tippy, can you throw me the key?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Anchors away, my boy! What are you two looking at? Oh, well, no use crying over sunk ships, I always say.
Maybe you shouldn't have installed that onboard, Jim, dear. I mean, all those waves.
You're right, Tippy. Why, it's hard to believe, Douglas. When I was your age, I only had a safety pin and some string tied to a stick.
Can you really catch a fish like that, Mr. Dink?
No. In fact, I don't think I ever really did that. I think I just saw it on TV and got mixed up. I used to fish right here, before I got all that fancy equipment. But I know when I'm licked. You've won, Chester. I give up.
Come on, dear. We'll get you some cotton candy.
We just can't let Mr. Dink give up, Pork Chop. There must be... Wait a minute. I think I've got an idea. Mr. Dink, look. I made a fishing pole. We can fish right off the dock, like the old days.
Oh, it's no use, Douglas. You need a boat. There's no fish here anymore.
But couldn't we try?
Bud Dink will never fish again, Douglas. You're looking at a broken man.
Come on, Pork Chop. We have to catch a fish to cheer up Mr. Dink. And anyway, it can't hurt to try. Yeah. Chester! Wow, this would be big news.
We're here at the home of the largest fish in captivity. Old Chester. He lives in a bathtub, eats over 300 bunny bars a day. And here's the fellow they call Fish Catching Funny, the boy who bagged Chester. How's it feel?
Great.
And next to him is Bud Dink, the guy who gave up too soon. Bet you're really kicking yourself now, eh, Bud?
So, what do you think, Pork Chop? Shouldn't we let Mr. Dink land Chester? Mr. Dink, I think I snagged my line. Can you help me?
Probably just caught on an old tire or my boat or something. What the? Whoa! Pull, Douglas! One!
That's Chester?
He's bigger than I remembered. 30 years, Chester. And all this time, you've been hiding right here under this dock. 30 years! At last, he's mine, Douglas! Oh, this is terrible.
What's the matter, Mr. Dink?
I never really thought what it would be like, Douglas. Who I fish for? I love this fish. And my gosh, Douglas, I won't have any reason to buy more equipment. This really is terrible.
Well, maybe you should let him go.
You're right, Douglas. He'd do the same thing for me, wouldn't you, Chester? Okay, you win. Back you go. So long, fish.
You did it, Mr. Dink. You finally caught Chester.
Thanks to you, Douglas. Unfortunately, nobody will believe me. Oh, well, time to head back, I guess.
What is it, Pork Chop? Mr. Dink, look what Pork Chop found. Chester must have dropped it.
My Ranger Todd Buckaroo Billfold Jeepers! Look, here's my school ID.
Yeah!
Everybody will have to believe you now.
Hey, wait a minute. There was $3 in here.
Whoa! Somebody stuff that fish! He stole my $3! You wallet stealing bottom feeder, you!
Well, I'm really glad I stuck by Mr. Dink. I learned a lot about fishing. Like, never give up. And, like, sometimes the big one is right under the dock. And always leave your valuables at home. My wallet. Where's my wallet? Chester. Hey, Chester. Come back with my wallet. You crazy fish. Come back here or I'll catch you with my super-duper remote-controlled high-tech fishing pole. You won't get away this time.
It really was an accident. It happened when Porkchop, Skeeter, and me were practicing softball.
It's Valentine on the mound. He winds up. He pitches. Funny swings and... Hey, man, you gotta teach me how to do that. Okay, here comes another one. He winds up. He pitches. Funny swings and... You creamed it!
Uh-oh. Mr. Jinx's gonna kill me.
Broke Dink's customized grill.
Man, oh no.
Look, man, we're all in this thing together. We've got to replace that grill before Mr. Dink finds out. I have this feeling, knowing Mr. Dink, that grill was very expensive.
I guess we're going to have to tell him. I wonder how he'll take it.
Oh, my dear, sweet, beautiful grill. Oh, it's custom made, one of a kind, limited edition grill. Crafted especially to look like me.
You.
Who could have done such a heinous thing?
Great. Oh. Perhaps a very angry vegetarian.
Now what am I going to do about my annual cookout? Practically the whole town is coming.
Boy, Mr. Dink is really upset. What's he gonna say when I tell him I broke his brand new grill and ruined his big barbecue?
Excuse me. Mr. Dink, I broke your grill. I'm sorry.
You broke my grill? You broke my grill? You broke my grill?
Peter, I can't tell Mr. Dink. He'll kill me. I've got to get the money to buy him a new grill.
You can count on us, Doc. We're with you all the way. Right, Porkchop?
Thanks, guys. How are we going to get the money for Mr. Dink's grill, Skeeter?
I suppose we could earn it.
Earn it? You mean like start our own business? Maybe we could.
With the owners of the world's most successful car wash in history, Doug, Skeeter, and Porkchop. So, fellas, I understand you've added a new wing to your car wash.
That's right.
Today, we begin the world's first airplane and ship wash.
Hey, this is gonna be fun!
Yeah.
Hello there, boys. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing much. How about you?
Well, we're off for a morning bike ride. I'm so upset over the untimely death of my grill. The missus thinks it'll take a load off my mind.
Not to mention other places. Let's pedal, dear. Phew, that was close. Let's get to work. We only had one customer all day. Okay, hose it down.
I think he wants change.
I guess washing cars isn't our thing.
Maybe we just need to find another business. Wait, I got it. You're gonna love it.
Skeeter, what?
Raking leaves. It's a gold mine.
Raking leaves. Yeah.
Nice job, boys. There you go.
Thanks, Mr. Valentine.
Sorry, Doug. Bad idea.
I've never seen leaves explode like that.
Hello there, fellows. How's business?
Not so good, Mr. Dink.
Well, fine. You know, it's good to see that free enterprise is alive and kicking. The spirit that made our forefathers different from our regular fathers.
Run for it, boys. I hear a speech coming on.
The spirit that made us free to enjoy micro software, satellite dishes, and handcrafted grills that look like me.
Pork Chop's right. We can't let Mr. Dink down. We've just got to earn that money. Come on, guys. With Mr. Dink's cookout only 2 days away, we tried everything. Each of us tried to use our own special talents. But in the end, all we made was
$11.57.
That doesn't include our expenses. Sponges, car soap, hot wax, rakes, band-aids for blisters, leashes, cardboard for signs. Whoa, we spent over $21.
Which means a total of negative $9.50.
I guess the only thing to do is tell Mr. Dink I broke it.
Hold it! Some new losers broke Dink's grill, huh? Figures. Now you're gonna confess and get in all kinds of trouble just like that?
What are we supposed to do?
You're supposed to keep your mouth shut! Dink doesn't know, right? So think about it, Einstein. What he doesn't know won't hurt you.
What are you gonna do, Doug?
Well, I don't know. If we tell Mr. Dink about the grill, he'll blow his stack. But then again, he might understand.
Hello there, boys. What can I do for you?
I did it. I broke your grill.
Doug?
I didn't mean to. It was an accident. We were practicing softball out back. I'm sorry about the grill.
And the cookout.
So, all this work you've been doing...
Well, we tried to buy you another grill. I'm sorry, Mr. Dink.
All we've been able to make so far is a minus $9.50.
You boys cared enough to do all that work for me?
We know how much that grill meant to you.
It did mean a lot to me. Maybe too much. Wife, Dippy.
Yes?
Friends, Douglas, Mosquito, and Pork Chop. I now know you can't put a price on friendship. Why, if it weren't for friends and family, we'd all be total strangers.
I think he's feeling like his old self again. Maybe you guys should break Bud's stuff more often.
Douglas, I think I've got a plan that'll make us even Steven.
Mr. Dink's gonna let Porkchop, Skeeter, and me work odd jobs for him over the summer, including cooking at his barbecue. He borrowed my dad's grill, which doesn't look like anyone, but it does grill hamburgers pretty good.
Bunny flips one to Valentine. Porkchop snags it with his gun.
Hey, Bunny, I'm gonna do you a favor. Why don't you let me show you how to grill a burger?
Thanks a lot, Roger. But Mr. Dink hired us to do this. I guess you'll just have to watch.
Hi, Doug. You guys make a great team.
Thanks, Patty. How do you like your burger?
Rare. With pickles, lettuce, and...
mayonnaise?
Thanks, Doug.
Okay, let's keep them coming, everybody. I guess it all worked out okay. Yep, people say Mr. Dink's cookout was the best ever. And one thing we learned was that if you go into business, remember to try and make money, not lose it. Right, Porkchop? Oh, yeah, I always thought Mr. Dink was a little crazy, but I think we're starting to become pretty good friends.
What the?
Mr. Dink?
Sorry!